All right, 242. We're going to continue on with sockets and the idea of building an abstraction for our socket interface of all of these functions. Last time we talked about the client and we just dealt with the one command for that, which was, well, I guess two, socket and open. Today we want to deal with the server, the bind, the listen, and the accept. So let's just get right to it, and we'll start with the idea of the two kind of interfaces that we need for a server. Listen, which is going to set up a server socket to listen on a particular port, and accept, which is going to accept new connections on that particular port. So let's start with listen. So listen is going to be a lot like open in the sense that it's going to need to create a socket to listen on. And so we're going to have the same thing here. We're going to take in the address, but the only thing we really need on this is the port, right? The address itself is, well, I'm listening on my own computer, so I don't need to go to another computer to listen. So we're going to do the socket stuff in there, create a new socket to listen on. And then let's add the next two function calls. Bind, we're going to make that socket actually, that file descriptor we have of that socket, we're going to make it be associated with that particular port. And then we're going to actually start listening for connections on it. All right, so we've got three different ones. Remember with open, we did open, socket open, it was socket and connect, and now we're going to do these. So we'll just hit this the same way we did with open. So going back, we can see that we used get adder info. We did the socket, the same stuff that we wanted for the socket. Bind takes in the same things. And then finally we get listen, which has something else added to it. And of course, since we did the get adder info, we need to free the adder info. So this looks very, very similar. Probably the one difference is that we use null in get adder info. And the reason we're using null right there is because we're on this local machine. We're not going to another one to do something. So we're going to use our host name. And so there we go. I think we're pretty in it. We need hints and we need our info just like we did before. We're going to initialize our hints. And so this is going to say, what kind of socket do we want to set up? Same thing that we had before, socket stream, AFINET 6. And then the other thing we need to do is we can put in AI passive for the AI flags. And the goal of this is to tell, is this tells the system that this particular socket will eventually have bind called on it. All right, so we didn't need that on the other side because we weren't going to bind to a particular port. Now we are. So we do this, and away we go. There's only one thing in here that we didn't do, which is down there in listen. And the second argument for that is the number of connections we will queue up before denying people connections in. And so this is going to be 4. Now, note, this is not saying that you can't have more than 4 things connect to your server on that port. What this is saying is there will be 4 things on that socket before it starts denying it. But remember, what we're doing is when we're accepting, we're actually taking things off of that socket and opening up a new connection. So this is just the number of things that you will buffer up, the number of connections that you'll buffer up on this one particular socket before you're accepting them off into other ones, all right? So 4 is just, you know, kind of arbitrary. You could do 8, 16, whatever, but I don't know. I always just do about 4, so it's just sitting there with 4 of them in there. And that's it. Pretty straightforward. The same kind of thing that we did from the other side, using the same kind of function calls. Of course, there should be some in here, some error checking, which I don't have because it just starts taking up a lot more because all of these things are returning errors. So let's look at accept. So accept is a little different. And accept, what we're going to do is take in nothing, right? Because we're in a socket and we're listening on a file descriptor. What we want to do is say, oh, well, that was a connection that wanted to be established. I will create a new socket for that connection. So I'm now moving you off of the socket that's listening onto another socket, which I can then communicate with you. So it's going to actually return back a socket. So there's two ways to get a socket. You create a socket and then you can call open. That's connecting to another a host that's remote. Or if I'm on the server, I can get a socket, a new socket to deal with that the client by calling accept. So this is going to open that up. So I'm going to return a socket. So my return type is socket. So I'm going to have a sock a socket named sock, which is my accumulator, my return value, and I set its file descriptor to be accept, which is okay. That's pretty simple. So let's take a look at this. What does accept do? Well, accept's goal is to return a file descriptor of a new socket, and it also is going to fill in two things. It's going to fill in the address of where the socket is coming from, and that's from an adder info. And it's going to tell you how big that thing is. Now, I am not going to continue on. We're on Monday, we'll continue on into actually trying to make this look a little bit cleaner and put this into a giant struct. But right now, all we're going to see here is that I need to initialize the size. Now, this is a socklin underscore t. That's the same thing, actually, as an int. But they wanted it might be bigger or whatever, so they gave it that special type. But you could use an int here. Which is going to be the size of an address, which is the adder info. So we're going to do that. We'll do the second line. We'll initialize everything to zero. We've seen all of this before. And then we'll set this up and send it in. So now the socket that we're accepting, this connection we're accepting from the client, the address for that will be stored in address, and the size of that structure will be stored in size. And we need to do something with this, which is where we're not quite done yet, which is we actually probably want to store who we're connected to inside of our socket. So that's something that we'll work on next time as we try to finish up. But this right now, we have a system that will allow us to accept sockets, will allow us to open sockets, and allow us to listen for them. So we have everything we need to write servers and clients at this moment, which is actually really pretty cool. I don't know what else I should say off of that. Like I said, we'll finish this up next time and we'll put this out. The code will be out so that we can do it. And hopefully we'll actually get to write a little bit of client code to do something on the internet and grab something with our network client code. All right. I hope everybody's doing all right. I've got some Lab 3 questions. Remember, Lab 4 is just writing comments. So if you haven't looked at Lab 4, you really need to look at Lab 4. Lab 4 is just writing comments. You're going through, looking at code, and writing comments on that code. Okay, that's all you're doing. And then you're going to submit that on Monday night. Please, please, please look through that. You can do this. You can grab those files and download them to your phone and look at them on your phone. Okay. You don't have to spend a ton of time in PuTTY. You can download those files and look through them on your desktop, and you don't have to be on PuTTY the entire time. And then you can go back and write in all of your comments if you want. So please, please, please be doing that. That should be a very straightforward way to get a really good grade on one of your projects, okay? Please be serious about that and take care of it. All right, I will talk to you again soon.